Tehillim Kof Mem Zayin, the second Halalukah in Suke Zimra. So it starts up Halalukah Ki Toiv Zamra Elokeinu Ki Na'im Nava Sila. The mom is in the Daig Zamra and Elokeinu. We mentioned in earlier Krakim that Elokeinu is a Lashon Hashem Hashkafa Pratis, and Zamra is an elevated song, higher than Halal. So they're saying now we are reaching a higher level than Tehillah, a higher level than Halal. We're thanking Hashem for all the extras that Hashkafa Pratis Hashem gives us. We're thanking for that. In addition, Na'im Nava Sila, which is the regular stuff. So we're thanking Hashem for the extras, the Hashkafa Pratis with the Zimra. And then with the Tehillah, we're thanking Hashem for all the regular things that He gives us. Now, Beis, Boinei Yushlayim Hashem, Nintei Yisrael Yohanes. We're also praising Hashem that Hashem builds Yushalayim, a city that He's going to bring everybody back into. So it's all part of the Tehillah, that Hashem is Boinei Yushlayim and brings back all the people that were scattered. That's a Gimel, HaRoyfei L'Shkuri Leib, U'machabesh L'Atvesam. That sometimes Klai Yisrael has a broken heart for whatever is going on, and Hashem heals us. We could be depressed, and Hashem brings us our simcha. M'chabesh l'atzol yisam, our depression, Hashem will heal and fill us simcha. A pasuk dalet, ma'ina mispar l'kechavim, l'chulam shemos yikra. This, I believe the Malvin learns, is referring to the Goyim. That they look at the stars, and they can attribute everything that's going on in the world to the star. This star will cause rich, and this star will cause sick, and this star causes that. And that's how we go and look at things, that it's in the star, everything's set, and they're not recognizing the Kayak of Hashem behind each one. But plus a K and Vav, Godo Adoninu Barak Kayak, and this will not so in Misbar. And Ma'idi Adam Hashem, Matu Hashem Ade Arat. The way the Ma'am explains it, Hashem is Mashkiach on us without the Kayak, even without all the regular celestial beings, the stars. Hashem is all powerful. There's no complete comprehension we can have of His Chachma. And Hashem will pick up the people that are humble, that are bent over. Hashem will pick them up. And so it's not necessarily through the Teva, through the stars, like the Goyim are thinking. There's something going on that we can't see. And that's the Kayach of Hashem. Now, Pasuk Zayin, Enu Hashem Seida, Zamru Lelkeinu B'Shinoi. Now that we just mentioned how Hashem picks up everyone that's down and depressed and sick, we now try to up it to one level and give a chidah, thanks to Hashem, for this hanhaga, and also for the regular hanhaga, and then for the special hanhaga of Elokeinu, of Hashkafa Pratis. And here we bring out the kinor. The kinor, right, the harp. That's like a higher level. We want to do the zimra now, which is a higher level praise, with the kinor, because of all this greatness, all this bracha that Hashem has given us. Comes plus a chas, and a chas and shemayim ba'avim, hamechim la'art, matar, hamatzmiach, harim, chatzir. So now we're tapping into the Teva. And through the Teva, we can see the Hashkafa Klal of Hashem. The rain, this cloud, we have to understand it's all from Hashem, more of the Hashkafa Klal, not the individual specific one, but the way He runs the world for everyone. Then, plus a chas and yud go together. Noisi levehim alachma, here, the Malm explained, David HaMelech is referencing that Hashem gives Hashkafa to the animals too. The animals need to eat, and Hashem gives them food, and specifically the Arvim. Rashi learned that the Nei Arvim are the sons of ravens, and their fathers don't take care of them. So Hashem has to take care of the sons of the ravens. The way the Malm looks at it is, ravens is just a term for all birds. How their parnassah comes very easy. They can fly around, get whatever they want, wherever they want. But the same way Hashem takes care of them, that teaches us Hashem takes care of us as well. And we don't need the stuth, which is a symbol of going to war. And we don't need to necessarily to go out to the shuk to, like, you know, bargain and try to get our food. Hashem takes care of us. So these are a mushel, the stuth that's mentioned here in Pasuk Yud, and the Shukia Ish that's mentioned here. We don't need the Gurusa stuth. We don't need a shukia ish. Hashem can provide for us many ways, just like He provides for us, just like He provides for the ravens, the birds. So too, He can provide panasa for us. Plus, Yud Aleph, writes Hashem, es yireav, es hamilach alim lechastoi. Hashem wants that we fear Him, and that those who fear Him don't need to do special instalments. He wants with His chesed to bring the panasa for us. He wants those, hamilach lechastoi, whoever looks and hopes towards Hashem. He wants to treat us with chesed and bring us everything we need. Shav ki Yerushalayim et Hashem ha'leil ha'yetziyah. So here, the way the Maamar explains it, regular people live in Yerushalayim, and then you have the upper, the chachamim, the ones that are really ma'akir Hashem, they're living in Tzion. So I don't know if it means two separate cities and places, or it's the type of living. The ones who live with Hashkafa Kualis and ma'akir Hashem, they're called Yerushalayim. Then the chachamim, the elevated ones that are really ma'akir Hashkafa, the practice, the nisim of Hashem, they're living in Tzion. And we're using the lashon of Shavachi, Shavachi, the lashon of Shvach, of praise, and it gets better and better and better. So anyway, through all the people, both these people, the Yerushalayim ones and the Tzion ones, are the holy people recognizing Hashem, and we're giving a Shvach and Hallelujah, both of them, to Hashem. Pasuk Yud Gimel, tapping back into the Parnasa, Kichidak Rishin Sharayach, Berach Marach Kukerbe. Hasam Gugulay Shalom, Chelet Chiting SBA. So Yud Gimel and Dali go together. Again, we don't need to go to wars. We don't need to go away to far places. Hashem has made our cities strong and fortified, and our children have food, and Hashem giving us parnasa and shalom. And a lot of times we go to war to get money. We don't need to do that. So that's giving us dollars. Hashem is taking care of us. We don't need to go out. We're strong. We have peace. He provides for us. Pasuk Tezvav is, yes, a little twist. Ashalach and Russell Aretz Ad Meherah Yavuz Devada. Sometimes Hashem will send out his word, which Mom explained as a gezerah. Sometimes Hashem will have to give a gezerah, but don't worry, it won't be for so long. Mehera yarvat devaro. Very quickly, he'll take it away. So there are times that there will be a gezerah, but it'll be retracted, it'll be taken away. And then he gives a mushel. And Zayin Yud Zayin is a mushel for that. And no thing shelek atomer, before keifa yufazer, mash the parko kipitev, with nekarosim yamod. Which is sometimes the snow will go into the water and it'll freeze the water. It'll freeze that water. But, and that's like the mushel of the Midas HaDin. Sometimes the Midas HaDin will come in and freeze the chesed. But don't worry, it'll go quickly. Hashem makes the water defrost. Hashem makes the gezerah go away. That's this pasuk Tazayin Yud Zayin, this mushel of the Midas HaDin coming and freezing the chesed. But eventually it defrosts and it goes away. We're back to the water. We're back to the chesed of Hashem. And Yud Ches, Yishlach Devaro V'yamsim, Yashin Lucha Yuz Mamayim, is a remez that the Hashem will bring that water back. Yuz Mamayim, the flow of the water, which means like the flow of the good times, that the Xero will be battle. Now, Magid Devaro V'yakayid, Kuka V'mishpatka V'Yisrael. Hashem will let us know about this Xero through the Nevi'im. He'll send his word through the Nevi'im that we're going to have to do tshuva. And Bnei Yisrael will do the tshuva, and will keep the chukah of mishpatah, will keep the Torah. Whereas pasachah lo asachem the whole guy. It's not how it works with the other guy, the other nation. Mishpatim v'yudom halukah. They don't watch. They don't keep their halacha. So we are told, we're given warning. We better keep the halacha, do tshuva, and we do. The guyim don't necessarily know that. They don't keep those mishpatim. Even the ones that wouldn't make sense, the mishpatim sichlim, the ones that make sense, they don't do those. And therefore, we will be zeichet to the gezerah being battle. Okay, that's a wrap on Tov Mem Zayin Haluka. So putting together, there are a lot of elements here, but primarily what it is, we're recognizing Hashem in the Torah. We're recognizing Hashem is above Torah. We understand the Hashkacha Kolas and practice of Hashem, giving us parnasa, making us not have to go to war to get our food. Sometimes there will be a gezerah, but that will become battle, just like the snow melts, so too the gezerah will melt, but we have to do tshuva and keep the chukim and the mishpatim. Chof mem zayin.